Welcome, I'm Ryan Hicks, and this is Modern Business, the podcast to learn from franchise business leaders and explore new business technology. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. Thanks for being here, and welcome to Modern Business. We're back with another episode of Modern Business. And on this episode, number 5, I want to talk about the story of entrepreneurship, how the actual word and definition of entrepreneurship came to be, what we like to do here on this show from time to time on Modern Business is look back at the history of things. We learn from the past, and we also keep a keen eye on the future and the technologies that'll help us grow. And after we look at the roots of entrepreneurship, I'm going to leave you with a couple of different observations. And with that, we dive right in. If you haven't noticed, entrepreneurship is all the rage these days. It's the quote unquote in thing. It's definitely a very cool time to be an entrepreneur. And anyone with an internet connection or an idea can call themselves an entrepreneur. It's part of one of the amazing aspects of our generation. And so our starting point today is going to be to review a bit of kind of the untold history. Some of you will remember a guy by the name of Adam Smith. He's commonly referred to as the founder of modern economics. And Adam Smith wrote a book called The Wealth of Nations. This was a kind of the first real treatise on capitalism and free markets and the macroeconomics of why these ideas of open markets are far better than the more socialistic and kind of communistic structures of the times back in the 1700s, maybe even early 1800s. And there was kind of one thing that Adam Smith missed in The Wealth of Nations and his body of work, and that was actually talking about the role of the actual entrepreneur. So enter a guy by the name of Jean-Baptiste Say, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but this guy, Mr. Say, he was a French economist. He kind of first coined the word entrepreneur in about 1800. He said, quote, "The entrepreneur shifts economic resources out of an area of lower yield and into an area of higher productivity and greater yield." So the first definition of an entrepreneur was actually someone who is a smarter manager of capital and resources. Today's modern definition is more along the lines of someone who raises money and organizes people and labor to achieve whatever the business goal is at hand. So this dude, Mr. Say, started publishing works that expanded upon Adam Smith's ideas of free markets. He then became the secretary under the Minister of Finance for France. And an interesting note there is he gained this post by doing volunteer work. And I think that's a little gold nugget for anyone taking notes, is oftentimes giving and volunteering will lead to opportunity. So if you're kind of stuck in a rut or whatever it is, what I like to do is just first find out somewhere where you can give gratitude and just give time and energy, and you'll find that you tend to receive things back. Little gold nugget. But this guy, Mr. Say, became a businessman after being kicked out of his post for not agreeing with kind of the aristocratic demands of the Napoleonic rule. So he built a cotton manufacturing facility. He employed about 4,500 people. So not only in theory, but in practice, he gained a deep insight into what makes markets move. He wrote about everything from property rights to the impact of tax laws on micro and macro economics, and kind of bringing all of this back to the modern times, I'd like to make 3 observations on what I would call modern entrepreneurship. Observation number 1, most people become entrepreneurs for one or both of the following reasons. Number 1, they have a problem to solve, or they see a unique value that they can bring to the market or to a specific market. The second reason that most people become entrepreneurs is to be the boss, or to want the autonomy, the freedom, the security to do what they want and win. And you know, obviously along with that success as an entrepreneur, you have the opportunity hopefully to build generational wealth for your families and to create a legacy that stands for something. You know, these aren't unique ideas. These aren't even unique to entrepreneurs. These are universal and innate human desires. And these are the ideas that America was founded on. Rights to own property, both intellectual and physical. Rights to pursue your own interests, both private and commercial. Rights to live and breathe and pursue liberty at free will up and until your rights infringe upon another's rights to do the same. And that's what made and what continues to make America and the American experiment so great. And I look around at, you know, the political landscape on both sides of the aisle, and it seems as if we forgot this history and the original intent of the framing of our great nation. And by the way, another fun thing to do is if you could look back at the GDP of the world up and until the Industrial Revolution, it was stagnant for centuries. Free market capitalism comes along and boom, massive growth. And the American dream is very much a driving force of that. So that's observation one. Observation two is the data on entrepreneurship is in. 90% of businesses fail in the first decade. 90%. And this is a fundamental reason why I chose to be in the franchise industry. And particularly as a business technology, on the business technology side of it, is because I saw like 5 years ago that franchising drastically improves your likelihood of succeeding. It's a model that reduces the time to go to market, quote unquote. It provides guidelines, technology, tools, mentorship to help you succeed. So a question I want to pose is this, is in a time where entrepreneurship is all the rage, it's the quote unquote in thing. We have incubators and accelerators and a million books on the topic, but why isn't franchising more front and center? And I think that's a really great question. By the way, just kind of a sidebar here is I just had the pleasure of meeting a really awesome group and an awesome team. And it's not related to franchising, but they remind me very much, you know, they very much closely mimic what the franchising world does. It's a group called Paper Napkin. Their website's papernapkin.io. They're here in Dallas. They're basically a framework for awesome early stage companies to come plug into, and they invest and they incubate. They have WeWork offices around the country. But that's what a franchise system does. It provides the mentorship and the framework for you to plug into. And so remember back to the beginning, I noted that anyone with an internet connection or an idea can call themselves an entrepreneur. But the data shows that after 3 years, what they usually become is a starving entrepreneur who begrudgingly has to go make their way back into the workforce. You know, old dreams are kind of kicked aside as they participate in what I reluctantly call modern day slavery, which is exchanging your time for a small amount of banknotes, sometimes referred to as dollar bills, those things that are printed by our government, which owes itself and other nations about 20 trillion of those dollar bills. And so what we're building here with modern business is a movement far greater than discussing economics and commerce. We peel back the onion, we look at history, we look at the state of the union, we look at current affairs, past affairs, we look at what motivates people and we understand the tools and the technology that we can use to grow. And that's what we're about, growth. Growth both personally and professionally, in business and beyond. So observation three, as I move to wrap this episode up, observation number three is entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's arguably more important than ever before to focus on and hone our interpersonal and EQ skills. I think these gaps will only widen over the coming years as software eats more and more of the world and as automation kicks in. By the way, a guy by the name of Keith Ferrazzi, he's over at Greenlight Consulting, and a sidebar on Keith, he's a fraternity brother of mine. He wrote a book called Never Eat Alone. It's my all-time favorite. I read it back in college and it changed my life. So Keith, if you're listening to this, thank you. It makes for a great gift as well. But I digress. Keith has a saying. He says, business is human and relationships foster growth. And that will never change. No matter all the tech we adopt, if anything, understanding that gold nugget could become your biggest differentiator. follow Keith and consume his content because he's super great. But in conclusion, because I can rattle on here, we looked at the history of entrepreneurship. We looked at franchising as a proven business model to learn from and a framework to grow within. And we illustrated a brief kind of sample of the importance as entrepreneurs to constantly hone our interpersonal leadership, communication, and empathy skills. Because these are the things that will help us grow and achieve in all aspect of this beautiful thing we call life. Cheers, and until next time, this is Modern Business.